AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. Today Show co-host Savannah Guthrie's 84-year-old mother is missing in Arizona, and the local sheriff says Nancy Guthrie's disappearance is being considered a crime.
We saw some things at the home that were concerning to us. We believe now, after we processed that crime scene, that we do in fact have a crime scene, that we do in fact have a crime. And we're asking the community's help.
Sheriff Chris Nanos near Tucson says there are signs Nancy Guthrie did not leave on her own. He says Guthrie has physical ailments but no cognitive issues. In a statement, Savannah Guthrie says right now our focus remains on the safe return of our dear Nancy. President Trump says he plans to lower tariffs on India after India agreed to stop buying Russian oil. Attorney General Pam Bondi announced two more arrests in the protest at a church in St. Paul against the immigration enforcement crackdown.
A grand jury in Minnesota has indicted 9 people on federal charges of conspiracy and interfering with the First Amendment rights of worshipers during the protest at the city's church in St. Paul. That's where an ICE official is a pastor. The protest generated strong objections from the Trump administration. Those facing civil rights charges include independent journalists Don Lemon and Georgia Fort, who were among 4 people arrested Friday. 3 others were arrested earlier in the week, including prominent local activist Nikema Levi Armstrong. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
If you're tired of the cold weather from Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania, here is the weather outlook from that big groundhog, Phil.
It is my job this February 2 to look to the skies and report back to you that there is a shadow here on my ground. 6 more weeks of winter abound.
Phil's accuracy is debated. Federal weather officials say he's been right only about 40% of the time. This is AP News. A lot of dogs are in New York in hopes of winning a big prize.
Big or small, sleek or shaggy, they're all trying for the top prize at the Westminster Kennel Club Dog Show in its milestone 150th year. Judging happens Monday and Tuesday in New York. Best in Show is awarded Tuesday night at Madison Square Garden. Winners get a title, a ribbon, a trophy, but no cash. Some 2,500 dogs from 212 breeds and varieties are signed up to compete. There are some buzzy, big winning contenders, but every competing dog comes in as a title champion, so anything can happen at the U.S.'s most prestigious canine competition. Julie Walker, New York.
Tourists coming to Rome's Trevi Fountain must now pay a $2.35 fee for close access. This new fee structure aims to raise funds and manage crowds at the iconic site. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.